Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, good evening, everyone. No matter, depending on where you might be, that's a good start. Depending on where you might be, either on the East Coast or the Left Coast, good afternoon or good evening. 606 here in Connecticut, 306 out in California, everywhere in between. Good afternoon. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. This is the USA Radio Network. The voice you hear is not Wayne Allen Root. Wayne has the week off, well-deserved rest and relaxation for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back on Monday. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. You can go to my Facebook page. Love to have you over there. Like my Facebook page or send me an email. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I was thinking about all of the different things that we could potentially start the show with, whether it's China lobbing missiles towards Taiwan in a brutal show of force. We'll get to that a little bit later on, though, in depth. We've got an active shooter at the Mall of America. We can cover that as it happens. We've got more chaos as far as in the streets, and that's kind of where we're going to begin with the lawlessness that is enveloping the country. If you're a potential candidate and you're listening to me, wherever you might be, whether you are in Connecticut where I am or Pennsylvania down there in South Carolina, maybe you're in the Midwest, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, out in Vegas or California, thinking about running for office, or you are running for office and you tune into Wayne Allen Root every night and you thought you were going to get him, but you got me. Before you change the dial and you're running for office, let me help you get elected in the 2022 midterms. Maybe you're running again for a state rep, state senator. Maybe you're running for U.S. senator or Congress, mayor, governor of a state. You're listening as you're driving around in your fancy car, as you're getting ready to go cut up another rubber chicken dinner and shake hands and kiss babies and talk to the same people that you talk to normally. People that are in your party. Let me help you guys out, because there are a couple things that frustrate me about modern-day politicians. And this is more for my Republican friends, because I think the Democrat policies, for the most part, at least the financial side of it, the economic side of my Democrat colleagues' positions are flawed. And it's the reason why my pockets are always empty and there's no cash flow coming in and all kinds of cash going out. But if you want to get elected and you're a politician, you've got to begin talking to the people that you don't normally talk to. You've got to go that extra mile into the inner city if that's not a place you normally go see. You've got to actually be present. Not behind a booth at a fair, handing out palm cards and, you know, waving and not really having any meaningful conversations, just sort of small talk with the local yokels. Most of the time, they're your side folks anyway, and you're not really gaining anything. This is really frustrates me when I see this and hear this, and so many candidates fall into this trap, because a lot of candidates are nervous about their candidacy, right? They don't really know what they're doing. No one's ever told them how to win an election. Now, again, you can say, well, what do you know? You've never run an election. No, I haven't, but I've been doing this for a very long time. And I do see what it takes to actually win one of these elections. And you've got to reach the people that you don't normally reach. If you are a Republican, a card-carrying Republican, going to Republican fundraisers with all of your friends and everyone shaking each other's hands and patting each other on the back, how many votes are you gaining at that event? And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I know right now one of my friends is running for Senate, state Senate here in Connecticut, and he's out of fundraiser. And I know you need money. I get that. But he's at a fundraiser. It's a rubber chicken dinner. And he'll make probably a few $100 running for state senate. And a couple other Republicans will be there. And they'll all kiss each other's fannies and tell everybody how great of a job that they're doing. But how many new voters did they get tonight? And it's one thing to do it once in a while. But it seems like that's the norm sometimes. In fact, you'll spend weeks of your campaign just going to these kinds of events. And I guess that's okay if you have carved out time to do what I'm about to tell you. You've got to, if you're a Republican, you've got to go to the inner city. You know, if you're even in Connecticut, we have inner cities, believe it or not. New Haven, Hartford. I'm sure out in California, Vegas, you've got to go outside of your normal comfort zone. You know, buy $200 worth of grinders and go sit on a park bench in the middle of a city and have folks sit down and talk to you. Spend 2 hours doing that. See if that makes a difference. I guarantee you it will. You might not think it does, but that person that you spend 15 minutes with listening to exactly what it is that they think is wrong with their community, well, that person, if he thinks you're, you know, if you're not sincere, they'll see right through you, right? I mean, you could be a phony and do it. That's different. But if you're sincere and you sit down and you listen, you say, okay, I get it. You're having an issue with this, that, yeah, the crime is killing you. You have no real job with hope. There's no aspiration for you. I mean, these are some of the things that I think I would run across if I were sitting at a park bench in the middle of a small city in whatever state we're in America. And Republicans seem afraid to do that a lot of the times because it's out of their comfort zone. But I think if you do that, that person that you spent 15 minutes with might go home, tell his wife, and she might tell her sister, and they'll tell their husband. And then they'll go check you out on your website and see exactly what it is that you're about. The next time you come to town, they'll know it, and they might show up. And they might tell a couple of their friends and their friends. And then all of a sudden, where you were getting 2% in that city, now you get 6 or 8 or 10. And you actually move the needle. Instead of making a couple $100 cutting up a rubber chicken. And you start talking about issues that make sense, that people want to talk about. You want to fall into the trap of what the Democrats want you to discuss, wokeism, transgenders, all that nonsense that really everyday people don't care about because most of us don't care whether you're transgender or not or cisgender or whatever it is. And for the most part, people are incredibly tolerant with all of that. And if you want to be called he or she and she or he and him and it and they probably will do it for you just because usually most people are okay with that. But the issues at hand, like public safety. Like I want to be able to allow my kid to go to the playground and play without getting shot and killed. I don't want drug dealers slinging fentanyl or heroin on my corner, street corner. And the fact that in inner cities, even with, in urban areas, even with Democrat leadership, they still allow that to happen. Now, if you're a Republican and you go to one of those places and you say, if I were a leader here, I would absolutely 100% have more police on the streets. Period. End of story. And you guarantee that. And you deliver it. If, in fact, you get elected. You want to win? You got to reach people where it actually means something. Not this, the ancillary stuff, the frivolous stuff. Yeah, that's okay if it's icing on top of the cake. But you want to give people control of their life back. Public safety, parental control in school. Those kinds of issues go a long, long way. Economic inequality. Figure out a way for that guy who's working 50 hours a week making $33,000 living in an urban setting to make $45,000 in that same urban setting. You want to come up with a plan to train him, to make him better prepared to be a carpenter or a welder as opposed to whatever it is that he or she is doing? That's an idea that you take with you to the inner city if you want to win advantage of the people there to change their minds. But we don't have a lot of folks who do that, right? We have a lot of folks who play it safe. And you know you're going to get your Republican votes anyway. If you're a Republican, you're not going to get the hardcore Democrats. You got to win the middle. Winning the middle is what it's all about. And I think the middle, it depends on what level you're running for. Like, if you're running for a federal office, public safety, parental control, immigration, economic inequality or inequity as far as economics. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about giving people the tools to make more money, not giving them more money. That's different. That's what I'm talking about. Those are things that make a difference. And, of course, if you're really running for a federal office, we got to figure out how to get this bozo out because we're on the doorstep of a catastrophe, a nuclear war, potentially, or at least some kind of a major conflict with our biggest adversary on the planet. All right, we'll come right back. I hear the music playing, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. We do have an interesting show. Dick Morris will join us a little bit later on. Colonel Simmons, Dr. Foley to talk about opioids. All that, and we'll have some time for your phone calls. If you'd like, keep it here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GALLON for a $5 bonus.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keefe's doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen. Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen.
Paid for by...
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Man, I feel like I'm at the eighth grade sock hop. All right, 23 minutes after the hour. I got my roller skating rinks on. I'm trying to... What is that? Something the duck. What is that? I don't know what that is. I forget what it's called. But...
Is it pizza night there at the roller dome?
Yeah, that's what I... Read. This, the kind of... Well, this is a little bit after when I would be roller skating.
I mean,
what's that?
You're... Yeah, we'll just keep this going because it's kind of funny under you telling this story, but... Yeah. Sorry, are you like a teenager of the 80s?
I was a teenager of the 80s.
Okay, so is Tiffany Moore your thing?
No, it would be. I was in the Michael Jackson era.
Oh, would
be playing at the
why
yes, Michael Jackson at the roller skating rink, and I had this awful problem at the roller skating rink that I just could not shake. So
girls,
I was very shy, right? And I was a little fat, right? So I was fat and shy, and. Because I was fat and shy, I would wear clothes that hid stuff. So I'd wear a lot of sweatshirts, and they would be dark sweatshirts.
Right.
But what ended up happening is I would go to the roller skating rink with my friends, and if I started roller skating, and it was the only place on the planet I would sweat like a buffalo.
Oh.
Right? So I'd be just sweat all over me, man. And it was just embarrassing.
Well, look, roller rinks are very, a lot of people there. You're going to sweat. That's understandable, Nothing to be ashamed of there.
When you're in seventh or eighth grade, girls, they just don't dig that, and they, you become a pariah of sorts. Or just you're that guy they snicker at, and that's very embarrassing.
So, like, when it was mall time Saturday, you wouldn't even show up because you were already pretty much humiliated after Friday, man. Right?
Yeah, see, I don't think we did the mall. I don't think the mall thing was in at that time. Maybe it was for the cool kids, I guess. I don't know.
But you're one of the cool kids now. And
I thought so, too. I was a cool kid because I was an athlete. But other than that, like, with girls, socially inept, clueless. Scared to death.
Let me tell you how bad I was, my friend. Now you sparked all this, and I'll pay the $200 for the therapy session. I was so awkward in like junior high, high school, even in college. I couldn't even get a wrong number. That's how bad it was for me.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. I feel you. I would always say, man, Like, yeah, I was always afraid that they would make fun of me in some way, and then I would, they'd point out. I just, whatever it was, and I never really got over it till later on in life, then finally.
You know, the whole thing, like, it was like, yeah, I mean, it was just, then finally, there's that day that comes, you just finally snap out of it. Like, you know who's like, look,
that
I'm not.
That day will come for you.
Yeah, I mean, Wayne, like, Wayne I look up to, because, you know, he never seemed like he would be the awkward type in high school. He told me he wasn't. I could believe that. He always has that confidence about him.
Yeah.
Whereas I wake up some mornings and I just really want to cry myself back to sleep immediately.
Well, Wayne's a very confident guy. And, you know, if you're looking up to Wayne, you must be like 4'3".
Wow, you just cracked a joke at Wayne's. You know, why don't you say he's so short? He's the last person to know it's raining.
I didn't say that.
You said it. You said it.
All
I mean, this coming from a guy who was so fat as a child, they took his baby photos via satellite. All right, go on. Get out of here.
No, I'm only saying these kinds of things because I think he's having moose soup wherever he is right now. In Utah.
What?
I know he's not listening. Well, didn't they have a moose in his front yard?
Yeah, it was Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
He was coming over from Frostbite Falls. They were going to hang out.
Did you watch Bullwinkle and Rocky when you were a kid, or is that before your time?
Oh, no, I did. My favorite all-time episode is when the both of them go play football at Wasamata U.
Oh, see, I don't remember that.
Oh, my God, it's classic.
How do you remember these things?
Steel trap mine, and again, go back to the previous thing about girls not wanting to hang out with me, I had to have some hobby.
Yeah, but I watch probably the same amount of cartoons as everybody else. I don't remember that specifically, those kinds of things specifically.
Well, you would, Julie. It's only called show prep. All
right. Was that your go-to cartoon?
No.
You know what just happened the other day, since this is a throwaway break and nobody's listening?
Obviously. Anyway? wow, so nobody listens to what you are batting 2-for-2 in this segment.
Do you know who, I guess, George Jetson?
I have the whole set on DVD.
No, but do you know that the other day, I think it was July 31st, was his supposed, July 31st, 2022, was his birthday technically on the show.
Okay.
He was supposed to have been born on July 31st, 2022. Isn't that, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't like it.
This is why I don't like talking to you. This is why you got to just, because you don't get the subtleties of wonder, and it's really depressing. Now I don't even want to do this anymore.
All right.
I'm going to go home.
Another hour.
Oh, man. Are we almost ready for a break?
Yeah, 1 minute.
How much time do we have?
Yeah, one minute. I'll just give you cues on air. How about that? You go ahead.
Great.
I said go ahead.
Well. We could talk about Brittany Griner maybe when we come back. I see my phones are lit up here in Connecticut, so if you want to get on, we certainly can take some calls. 860-464-9490. That's here in Connecticut. If you want to take the nationwide approach, 833.
30 seconds. I don't mean to interrupt. Keep going.
This is what I get in my ear.
No, it's live.
I know, but this is what I'm saying. I explained this to him many times.
Right.
I don't need the 17.
20 seconds. Wrap it.
Count back from 20. It's not that hard.
Give a time
cue. We'll come right back. It's the USA Radio Network.
29 after the hour. Was that so hard?
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in a northeast Nebraska town say they're investigating the deaths of four people in two homes. Police say they suspect two fires were set at two nearby homes early Thursday in the town of Laurel, which is about 100 miles west of Sioux City. One person was found dead in one home, three others in another. China is continuing their military drills near Taiwan in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the country earlier this week. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says the United States is prepared for what China does next.
Beijing's provocative actions are a significant escalation in its long-standing attempt to change the status quo.
Kirby says the country doesn't want a crisis, but they will not be deterred from supporting Taiwan. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
right there. That's Missing Persons, right?
No, that's Tiffany.
That's Tiffany? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's a little bit after my time at that point.
All right, I got the cut for you. It right, had to have been this one at all the roller right. derby.
That's right. That's possible.
I'm a wallflower.
That's possible. I want to find something from the Michael Jackson album where he's, you know, got all not the Beat It one, but the one where he. She's the heart of my life. And that one, all the tunes, I'd have to go back and look.
Wait, you're saying Beyond the Thriller album?
Can't get TV
or before?
Enough. That one, yeah. That
Wait, what was it?
I think it's On the Wall or In the Wall or on the something wall, I think, right?
Like Coach is on the wall because you're leaving him there like he's at the roller rink?
All right.
Don't we have to go to Coach?
In a minute. I got to set some stuff up here. So listen, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Actually, we're reminiscing about the eighth grade and the roller skating rink. And I think Chris is a little younger than me, so the songs he's playing maybe for his roller skating days, mine were a little bit different. Same vibe, but a little bit different. All right, so before we take some calls, and if you want to call in, feel free, 860-464-9490, or you can call 833-WAR-TALK, depending upon where you are in the country. We'd love to hear from you. But so Brittany Griner gets pinched in Russia. Obviously, we've been paying attention to this entire process, and today, essentially, she got 9 years in a penal colony in Russia. Now, if you don't know everything there is to know about Brittany Griner, of course, she's 31 years old, born in Houston, Texas. She's 6'9", 205 pounds, has a size 17 shoe. She was outspoken against America, took a knee during the national anthem during many of the games when she was a WNBA player. She actually currently plays for the Phoenix Mercury, and essentially, as we were talking off the air, she is a political prisoner. But here's the one thing you have to remember, and people are trying to make excuses for her, and they're weeping for her. Listen. You're in another country. People are saying, well, this is not fair. This isn't worth it. No, this isn't worth 9 years. You realize in places around the world, certainly in the Middle East, and I think Singapore has these laws as well, you get caught with drugs, it's a death penalty. Iran, it's a death penalty. Okay, so, you know, you're in another country. You've got to realize you're playing by their rules. Fair for us is not fair for them. Now, from a common sense, logical standpoint, does someone deserve to be in jail for 9 years for having a couple of vials of vape of marijuana? No, probably not. I don't know all the story. I don't know if there was more or something else. Not sure if I have all the information on this, but it was Russia. I played overseas a couple of different places. Played in Amsterdam. I played in Australia. In Australia, when I got off the plane, okay, I got off the plane in Australia, and I was supposed to get picked, the coach was picking me up. Let's say it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got off the plane, and I sat in a room with two people who interrogated me for 5 hours, okay, because at that time I was like 206, I was big. Right, I was a big person. I was more of a weightlifter than I certainly am now. More of a weightlifter than I was at any time in my life. And so they went through all my stuff. They looked through all my stuff. They took out all of, I had the vitamin bottles or what, that all went out. Everything, shoes, socks, went through it all. They found nothing. Do drugs, but they found nothing. But they kept me there, and they kept asking me, why are you here? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I kept telling them the story. I'm here to play baseball. My coaches are actually waiting for me. Here's the number. They never called. They kept at it over and over again. It's a different country. That was Australia. You can only imagine what it would be like in Russia. So you'd know going in, don't do it. So if it's so important for you to have the pot, well, you want to roll the dice? Here's what happens. You get screwed. Coach Leo is in Connecticut. Coach, how are you?
Him, bud. He was talking about his exploits at the roller rink in the movie he was talking about. It's Shoot the Duck.
Shoot the Duck. That's what it was.
And it's actually It's almost like when you're doing a limbo.
Yeah.
You're down on, like, one knee, and you extend one leg,
yeah,
and you're gliding along the floor, you know? So that's the shoot the duck. I'm sure that the guys at Ain't Broughton, I forget the name, but it was Randy Gervis used to own that, you know,
many
moons ago. So this thing with Griner, and you just hit the nail on the head. You know, we're extended certain rights in this country that are inalienable, that are not extended in other countries. And if you've done any traveling, and I've done a little bit, you've done a little bit, you soon see that, of course, you know what? Once you leave the U.S., as Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Right.
You know?
I totally agree.
We'll cue up the old Connie Francis song from Miss Griner. Who's sorry now? Whose heart is breaking, aching, and breaking apart? And it's a shame. I mean, but you know what? Let me just say this to you. She doesn't deserve it. She was not the best citizen and everything else, but at the end of the day, she's one of us. And, I'm pretty certain that Donald, our president, Donald Trump, as people listening to this broadcast, I would say that Donald Trump unequivocally could make a call to Mr. Rootin' Tootin' Putin and have her released in one note. Send your plane, President Trump. Go get her. Yeah, I know she was rotten, not a patriot, and everything else. But you know what? She's still one of us, and it's hey, maybe it'll be an educational experience for her.
Well,
they were talking about, these penal colonies, and they mentioned a Russian dissident. They fed her rotten potatoes, wouldn't let her use the toilet, and, you know.
Right.
Of course, they're going to paint the worst possible scenario. And you know what? We're afforded all kinds of liberties and luxuries in this country, and that's not the way it is in foreign countries. Your story about being interrogated for 5 hours in Australia.
Yep.
I'm shocked at that.
No, I was.
Because, I don't doubt you, but you know what? They're a supposed ally. I mean, they're a close neighbor and everything else. We take too much for granted in this country, and it's unfortunate. You know, it's unfortunate. But she... And you know what? There's a bunch of another one that I really is not on my Christmas card list is Megan Rapinoe, the soccer player.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah, me either.
She was just banned, I guess, from the
right.
You know, world soccer games and everything else.
Right.
You know, these people forget we live in the greatest country in the world. So
without question, Coach, without question. Good points, yeah. Buddy. I'm going to run, but thanks, kid.
All right,
man. Have a good one. And again, for Brittany Griner, who is sitting in a jail cell.
Sorry now.
This is wrong. This is wrong. I feel bad now.
Sorry now.
All right. I mean, I feel bad, you know, because you figure it's going to be just an awful nine. If she does the 9 years, it is going to be, and I don't think she is going to do the 9 years because there'll be a deal somewhere along the line which will pop up and she'll be traded. We don't want to trade her for, you know, a known arms dealer who wants to kill, you know, a giant part of the population of the country. So, I mean, that's the trade that I would not be for. But, I mean, somewhere along the line, there'll be another political prisoner or something that will get her out. I don't think she'll do the 9 years. I would think that I would be shocked if she did the 9 years. But, you got to think about one thing. I was thinking about this coming in. Imagine it's you, right? Imagine you're in, even if you're somebody or somewhat of a public figure, and you're a known entity. You don't know, like, they could just keep you there. They don't have to let you go in 9 years. There's no rule, right? They could say you did something in prison. No one would know the difference. And imagine if you're not somebody who's on the radar. You're some dope who went to Russia on a vacation and had a same amount of marijuana in a vape and they caught you, you could never be seen again. So, you know, people, like Coach just said, people take what we have for granted in this country. And they shouldn't. Because and the only way not to take it for granted is to actually go someplace else and see the way other people live. Because I've been to a couple different countries, you know, include Canada. It's like four other places. And it's very different. Even places that you think are fundamentally as free. I mean, Australia was almost, it was very close to here, right? I mean, I got stopped and they gave me the, you know, the rough thing in the beginning. But, I, you know, we got through it. It was all good. But anyway, let me go. I can hear the music. And before we get to the music, this is what we had, Chris. This is it. This would be, this is roller skate music in the 80s. And we can put this to bed. But this is what we're talking about right here. See, it kicks in here in a second. Yeah. See, the lights are going right now. And Lee's sweating like a moose. Oh, huh? Yeah, of course. Have you ever heard this song?
I grew up in Detroit, no.
Wow.
Yes.
I think you're questioning my masculinity. We'll be back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Yeah, by the way, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, having some fun with the 80s music. It's funny. It's why I love radio. It's the best medium because, you know, obviously this is a serious show, and Wayne does a serious show. And, you know, I come on, I try to do a serious show most of the time. And I do a morning show, and we like to have fun, though, intertwined between some of the serious stuff. And what's really remarkable to me is that you can bring up some off-the-cuff thing, and it explodes. Like, I'm getting text messages from friends of mine, like Brendan, who actually should have been a state senator. He just lost by, you know, a few thousand votes here, and not that many, I'm just being sarcastic. But he lost in 2020, just texting me a picture of the guy sweating bullets in the movie Airplane while trying to fly the plane. And, yes, that was me, Brendan. And then I'm getting some emails from some other folks. Scott writes in, I'm 5 years younger than you, and I think we're a lot closer to pop culture than you and Chris. Seriously, though, Tiffany, is he kidding? That stupid song came out in 87, and she was 15 years old.
Yeah.
In 87, I was in college, so I did not...
80s is 80s.
Did not dig that. And I didn't dig that song anyway, but she used to go to sing it more.
Have you ever heard her do the remake?
No.
Oh, it sounded horrible. It sounded like she swallowed a bag of gravel.
Well, probably because she's been smoking since the 80s.
Yeah.
I think she went through some hard times, though. I think. I don't know the backstory. Let me see. He went through the grunge in the 80s.
No, grunge was more 90s.
Well, see, here's me. I like classic. I grew up with the classic rocks. And, like, the first albums I had were Eagles Live. Back in Black was the first album I ever had.
Classic album.
I did have the Michael Jackson album, but only because everybody else had it. But it was more Eagles and Beatles. I had that kind of stuff. Zeppelin I had, even though I didn't love Zeppelin. But those were the first albums I had. But I lean more heavy metal. I play a lot of heavy metal on my morning show, like Ins and Outs. Those are my bumpers. And that's kind of what I like. But, you can't do the roller skating thing with heavy metal. So that was the songs that they played during the roller skate days, which everybody seems to be or have some kind of a memory of. Now,
you mean,
Christopher.
You mean like this?
Did you go to?
Are you serious?
What year is that? We'll look up what year that is.
I think, no, this is definitely at least 85.
85?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
84, 85, it's in that range.
See, that's the kind of stuff I wouldn't listen to. I didn't like that Brit. Like, I wasn't into
Like, Bananarama? Like,
yeah, that wasn't me, man. That, no. But, again, it was on all the time.
I would throw up if I keep listening to that. May he rest in peace, by the way.
Why, did he die?
George Michael, yeah.
When did George Michael die?
2016, I want to say.
It's really spooky that you know that right off the top of your head.
Well, some of us have a memory.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. No, no.
So, just so folks know, those of you who are tuning in and, you know, you're locked in to get your news and information from Wayne, and you're like, what is this jackass talking about for the first hour of the program? Not much. But, listen, coming up at the bottom of next hour, we will have Dick Morris. He's a best-selling author. He's got a book out about Donald Trump. So if you're a Trump fan, you're going to love this. Actually, I was talking to his people earlier and, you know, kind of getting a gist of what the book is about. And he's actually going to unleash a pretty big announcement right here on the show. I don't know if it's for the first time across the country, but I think it's a pretty big announcement. But what they told me he was going to say is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to our friend Colonel Rob Simmons at the top of the next hour, and Doc Foley will join me to talk about opioids a little bit later on. Like I said, if you guys want to call in and chat about your roller skating days, we can do that. We can change to the serious stuff after the top of the hour and get down to business. I do have a couple things I do want to talk to you about, including jobs and hindsight being 2020 and COVID. We can get into some of that. Economics, we can talk about a military wake-up as China is really, really banging the, you know, the war battle sounds, and it doesn't look good over there in Taiwan. I mean, they've got the place surrounded, they're flying missiles, they're flying planes. It seems like that thing is just a tinderbox to explode and just get out of control in a hurry. And the question is, you know, what exactly will our president do if in fact the Chinese decide they want to take a couple of the islands in and around Taiwan? What will be the move for us? I mean, we're going to go in. I just don't see us doing it. I don't think we'll do a damn thing. I've come to that conclusion. I don't think Biden has the guts to go toe-to-toe with China. Actually, I don't even know if it's Biden that'll be making the call. It's the people that are surrounding him, whether you want to say it's still Obama. By the way, today's Obama's birthday, isn't it? You should all sing Obama happy birthday. I think it was today, right? Is today his birthday? I'm pretty sure. All right, so that's what we got going on. We can talk a little bit more about that. And like I said, if you guys want to call in, we'll have one or two segments we can take calls. Love to talk to the listeners. 833-WAR-TALK or 860-464-9490. Dial in. All right, so we'll put to bed. Unless, of course, you want to email me and talk more about roller skating, we'll put that to bed. I was a terrible roller skater, by the way. Just a side note to this. I was that guy who could only, like, push off the right foot, and you know, now I sweat a lot. We already went through that. All right, let me take a break. Now, see, that's more. That's more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.